I understand, she said. What it's like to do things when it's not really you. He began to cry. He looked away.
You don't. You can't.
She turned his face back. You were in pain. You were lost and confused. He nodded. Did they hurt you? She asked. The people you... Clay grimaced.
Yes, but it wasn't their fault.
You were in pain and you lashed out. His shoulders shook. His chest heaved.
I shouldn't have.
I'm so sorry for what I did, Madison. I'm truly sorry.
She thought she could see it now. The woman at the dining terrace hadn't told her the full story because Maddie wouldn't have believed her. Clay hadn't told her because he feared her reaction. But she was, in a way, perfectly equipped to understand. How many times had Maddie watched herself on a screen and been disgusted with what she saw? How long had she practiced a line or an expression in the mirror, doing it over and over, infuriated at her failure to get it right? To be right. She'd spent her whole life shedding versions of herself that weren't good enough, that were wrong. Clay wanted the best version of her. Of course he did. That was what she wanted, too.
They were me, Maddie said. The people you killed.
He froze. For several moments, she couldn't tell what he was thinking, whether he was thinking at all. His mouth closed and opened.
It's all right, she said. Clay, I understand.
She wanted to see the spotlight again, which had disappeared behind a cloud of doubt. She put both her hands on his face, feeling his rough, bloodied skin.
You love me. Not someone like me, not me, but different. Me.
He nodded,
and there it was. The truth. You'll never do it again.
He shook his head, tears spilling down his cheeks, running down her fingers.
Because I found you, Madison. I'll be good to you, always. It will be different now. It will be so different.
She was starting to cry, too.
I believe you.
She leaned forward, into the spotlight. She made it slow, so that he could see what was happening. Had time to anticipate it. Their lips touched. She kissed him once, softly. He gave a small gasp for air. It was the strangest thing. She pulled away a half inch, leaving the air between them laden with possibility. Then she sat back on her haunches. His face was incredible.
I need to go to the bathroom, she said. Wait here.
When she reached the bathroom door, she looked back. He was gazing after her with pure adulation.
I love you, Madison.
She smiled, opened the door, and stepped inside. As she closed the door, she was hit with a wave of revulsion. Everything she'd suppressed for the last 10 minutes tried to come out of her at once. She bent over the sink. For the sound, she turned on the faucet. She didn't have long, she suspected, but she needed a moment. In the mirror, her eyes were wide with terror. That was new, she thought. Clay hadn't seen that. She'd kept it tucked deep down while she was playing the role of a woman in love with a murderer.
I'll kill myself, he'd said.
And that had almost broken her, because he'd meant it. At least in the moment. But that moment would have been followed by another, and another, and another. And in one of those, he would change his mind. He would decide that he wasn't the problem, she was. That she wasn't even the woman he'd fallen in love with. She was someone else. Someone wrong.